This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today in Florida, state and federal officials are struggling to bring order to the chaos left by Hurricane Charley. The death toll now stands at 17. Thousands are homeless. 25 of the state's 67 counties have been designated federal disaster areas. 3 days after the storm cut a path across central Florida, some 1 million residents remain without power. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been in Charlotte County today, one of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Debbie, what's going on today?
Well, it's really shifted into a recovery mode today. National Guard troops and urban search and rescue teams have been going house to house, surveying the damage, using dogs and special equipment to make sure there are still no victims buried in the rubble. That work has been very slow and somewhat treacherous because of all the downed trees and power lines. Officials are saying it could be, you know, a couple of weeks before everyone is accounted for, because there are a lot of reports about missing people. Because right now it's really hard to communicate in Charlotte County. The cell phones aren't working. The hard phone lines aren't working. Otherwise, right now, they're just trying to make sure that the storm victims' basic needs are met. They're trying to get food, water, and ice, things like infant formula and diapers, into the affected areas.
Thousands of homes have been destroyed or badly damaged. What kind of provisions are being made to provide shelter for all these people?
Well, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is going to set up some temporary housing for people, but that is not up yet. So meanwhile, a lot of people have gone to hotels. Hotels in this area are full, I'd say, for a 50 or 60-mile radius. It's very difficult to find a hotel room. Some are staying with relatives or friends who have homes that are still standing. But many are in shelters. The state has opened something like 21 shelters across the state. They say they've got at least 2,500 people who are in those shelters. The Red Cross has shelters open as well. I'm at one here in Northport, Florida, which is just a few miles to the north of the Port Charlotte area. People of all ages are here at this shelter. There are families with little toddlers running around. There are also a lot of elderly people who are here at this shelter, people whose homes were not necessarily destroyed, but they just could not take life in the heat without electricity in their homes. It's very hot. It's 90 degrees or more. It's high humidity. And after a few days with no power, your food is starting to rot in your refrigerator. People are having to come to these shelters just to be taken care of.
Well, Florida has a very large population of retirees. This is difficult for anyone who's been affected by this storm, but I imagine that it's especially challenging for that elderly population.
It certainly is, and I understand something like 1 in 3 of the residents in Charlotte County are 65 or older. This is a very popular retirement community. I met people today from Milwaukee area, people from Michigan. Almost everybody was a transplant from somewhere. And for many, this was their first hurricane. Several of them talked about not leaving their home. They didn't want to leave because it was so difficult for them to bring everything that they needed, their food, their medicine, to the shelter. I've heard health officials in the county warning that people need to try to find their medicine. A lot of the health offices in the county are shut down. So that is one of their main priorities, is trying to figure out ways to help these people, people who need power to have oxygen, need power to have dialysis. They're trying to get them moved out of this county and to places where those services are available.
And the relief and the recovery effort, what's the timeline in the next couple of days on this, Debbie?
Well, I think the main priority is getting power back up. They're saying it's probably going to take about 2 weeks. Right now, people are just lined up all along U.S. 41, going both directions through Charlotte County, trying to get out and get gas. There are dozens of people lined up at gas stations, dozens of people lined up at places like McDonald's to get food. Hopefully, within a couple of weeks, as the power comes back on, they can get back and actually see what they're facing as far as rebuilding their homes.
Debbie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting from Charlotte County.